You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What's easier, finding 1,000 new customers one at a time or finding one established business that is happy to market you to their 1,000 customers? While the latter is clearly much smarter, most entrepreneurs fail to take advantage of this powerful strategy. In this podcast, award-winning technology entrepreneur Dale Beaumont talks about how to use partnership marketing to skyrocket your business. Mr. Beaumont, always great to have you with us, and thanks for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric, and looking forward to chatting about a subject that I really love, partnership marketing.
And of course, we're looking forward to hearing all about it. So to kick it off today, what is partnership marketing and how does it work? That's a great place to start.
Okay, great. So I suppose I'll introduce some other terms that sometimes are used interchangeably to describe the same thing. Basically, it's where two companies come together for mutual gain. And sometimes it's called joint ventures. It's also could be called strategic alliances as well. But I like to just call it partnership marketing. Partnership marketing is kind of a little less informal in a way. Oftentimes it's just either a verbal agreement or just a simple email exchange and an agreement from both parties to do something to help each other. And then once you kind of get a little bit more intimate, then you kind of move from just dating to then sort of like maybe getting engaged. And that's where a strategic alliance can actually take place. Things become a little bit more formalized. And then if you go and get sort of married to another business, then you establish a joint venture. And that's where there's normally contracts and agreements written up, and it's over a period of time. But the umbrella term, or the more the more getting started along that spectrum, is partnership marketing. And partnership marketing is really all around us, and I can give you some examples if you like, but it's where two or sometimes more parties come together that have they're marketing to a similar customer but are not directly competing, and so therefore they could benefit by sharing some of those the access to those customers to save both companies time and money, and also give them access to large numbers of potential customers.
And if you don't mind, Dale, can you give us an example or some examples of this strategy in action?
Okay, great. Yeah, they really are all around us, but a lot of people just aren't sort of like tuned to kind of see them. But I'll give you a couple right now. So, for example, a partnership that's been in place for decades now is the one between Disney and McDonald's. And so basically, a number of years ago, Disney worked out they were never going to get into the fast food business, and McDonald's decided it was never going to get into the movie business. And so they both knew that they were going to stick to what they did best, but they also share the same kind of customers. A lot of people that eat at McDonald's also like to go to the movies, and a lot of those young kind of families as well with little kids. So they share the same customers, but they're not directly competing. So the way that it kind of works is that you go to McDonald's and you get a Happy Meal, and there'll be a little box, and that box will be branded normally with a whole bunch of promotion for a new movie that just so happens to be coming out. And inside there's a toy that introduces a child to this crazy character. And so what they then do is get all excited about it, and they start seeing the ads for the film and go, we're going to go to the film. So the next week they go to the film, and then at the beginning of the film, there's normally some ads for McDonald's, or within maybe 30 meters of most cinemas is a McDonald's anyway. So they go, oh, well, we'll just go to the McDonald's before or after the film, and then the loop sort of cycles again. Another one is the partnership between Apple and Nike. Again, Apple's not going to get into the running shoes business, and Nike tried to do some technology, but they actually found it was much easier to just partner with Apple. So when it comes to things like the Apple Watch, there's a certain Nike version of that as well, which Nike gets some benefits, some royalties from. But also there's certain runners that you can buy that work better with Apple sensors, and you can also measure all of your steps as well. So they're just a few, but there are partnerships all around, and you just got to start looking and you'll see them everywhere.
Great examples there. Now, what is the first step to setting up a successful partnership?
Well, once you understand what partnerships are and really why they're important, then the next step is to really get clear on who is your ideal customer, who are you actually looking for. Now, it seems like a very basic, very simple and obvious question. However, many small business owners still struggle to answer that question. And many business owners, you know, they're very, very vague. They might say, oh, you know, women over the age of 35, or it could be, you know, young men between 18 and 25, or whatever the age is. But they're not very, very specific. So it's really important to get as clear as you can around who it is that you want to market your business to, who are your ideal customers. Because once we're clear on that, then we can proceed to the next stage, which is then asking yourself the question, who owns those particular customers, or who is currently selling to those customers? Another question you can ask is, who has my customers before me, and who has my customers after me as well? So there's some questions to kind of ask to then start to identify particular companies that could become your marketing partners.
Today we are joined by, once again, Mr. Dale Beaumont, an award-winning technology entrepreneur, international speaker, and author of 16 best-selling books here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, how do you identify the right companies to partner with?
Yeah, so what you need to do is get really clear on who your customer is, and then start to ask yourself, you know, these questions. Who already owns those customers? Who's already selling to those customers? Who has my customers before me, who has my customers after me? Another thing that you could do is just say, for example, you know who your customers are, and then say what magazines do those customers that you both share, what magazines do they read? So say there's a lot of your customers, you can even ask them, if you could survey your customers and actually say, what magazines are you reading? What blogs are you subscribing to? And if you found a magazine that keeps coming up again and again and again, go and buy it. But when you get the magazine, don't look at all of the articles, look at all the ads, because these are businesses that are trying to target, trying to speak to, trying to talk to the readers of that particular publication. So anyone that's advertising in a magazine that your customers are reading, they're people that you should be talking to. They're people that could become marketing partners. Or the other thing that you could do, if you have a couple of customers that you're a little bit kind of closer with, you know, you might need to know these people well, but actually ask them, you know, do you mind if I sort of see your credit card statements? Now, I don't want to look at the balance. I don't, you know, you can black that out. All I want to see is, where are you spending money every single month? So these are your best customers, because what you'll find is that you'll see they're spending money on other companies that are selling to that same customer, but you're not directly competing. And so if you're able to see those companies, there might be a list of 5 or 10 companies that you can actually target.
Now, here's a great question for you. How do you reach out and contact potential marketing partners?
Yeah, great question. So just before we start contacting, what we normally need to do is we need to create two lists. And the first list is, what do I have to offer these potential marketing partners? And then the next one after that is, what do I actually want from them? So they're the two lists that you do. And I want to have at least five things that you can offer them. And you need to have some options for what they can do for you as well. So that just takes some thinking around, well, what do you have to offer? Maybe you have obviously your own customers that you can market to help this other business. You could also have, you might be able to have product placement in a store if you have one that could benefit a marketing partner. And maybe you have content, maybe you run events, you know, maybe you also have, if you do like gifted purchase. So you can come up with a whole list of things that you could actually do to promote someone else's business. And then you also can ask the question, well, what would I want them to actually do for me? At the end of the day, everything's kind of like a trade, and you want to come up with some give and take that you're both happy with. So maybe someone sends an email to their database for your business, you know, in exchange for, you know, some product placement in your store. And they're two different things, but they're both valuable to each business, and they both equal a good exchange of value. So that's where we've got a match. In terms of contacting, there's different ways. Sometimes you might reach out over the phone. Sometimes you might send a short email saying, just checking to see if you're looking for more customers right now. They're literally a one sentence email, and any, you know, business owner that gets that's going to go, yes, I am. Tell me more. How, you know, and then you're starting a conversation. So you can do the short email. You can do a phone call. You can also go and visit them at a trade show or an expo and build some relationships there with some of the executives. Sometimes people send something in the mail, and normally not just a letter, but send something called lumpy mail. You know, you might send some type of promotional sort of item. Oftentimes in marketing, these are called a shock and awe pack. You know, something that actually stands out, that grabs people's attention. It could be like a message in a bottle, or I've even heard of people sending one shoe in the mail. One shoe. You think, why one shoe? Well, there's a letter attached inside the shoe, and it basically says, now that I've got one foot in the door, I'd like to tell you about such and how I can help you with your business. So that's a little bit cheeky, but a great way to get someone's attention. So there are a few different methods that you can use in order to make sure that you get on that person's radar and get known, and then start move towards that first meeting.
Good stuff. Great information there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, how do you create a win-win opportunity for both parties?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying before. If you've got those two lists around, what am I prepared to offer? What am I prepared to, what do I actually want in return? And you come up with an agreement that works for both parties. And that normally, after you've made contact, it then is just like it's sort of like a dance in a way. And the first part of the dance is just showing interest by asking lots of questions. So if I was talking to you about a marketing partnership, I'd be saying, Eric, tell me more about your business. How did it start? Who are your customers? What are the things that they really like and appreciate? How do you find customers right now? Do you know what your cost per lead is? How do you communicate with your customers? How often do you communicate with your customers? So I might ask five or six kind of questions just to really kind of understand your world and how you market. And then I would sort of ask the question, have you done any marketing partnerships before? And I'm either going to get a, yes, I have. And then I'd go, great. How did they work for you, Eric? And you'll, you know, tell me, and I can say, oh, okay, that's interesting. They'll say, no, I haven't. And you'll say, would you like me to, you know, do you want to know what they are? And then you can explain and then move towards, you know, presenting some type of a proposal to them. But at the end of the day, what you're going to see is I want to work with this person so that way we can both help each other to grow our business, so we can reach more customers at a much lower cost, so everybody wins.
Dale, always great to have you, and thanks for focusing in on such an important topic, one that could leverage our time and to help us make 10 times as much in less time, that's for sure, by using partnership marketing. How can people find out more information about this strategy?
Great. So we have a fantastic product which is available free to business owners. It's called Bryn, and it's a smartphone app. And it's available in the App Store for both Apple and Android. So you just go to the App Store and you search for Bryn, B-R-I-N, B-R-I-N, and you can then download our app for free. And there's a whole section in that app which is called marketing. And inside marketing, there's some content around partnership marketing. So you can take a look at that, and it has more detail and also a whole bunch of other really exciting presentations on the subject of marketing, but we also have content on sales, on leadership, management, personal development, operations, all the different areas of running your own business. So I'd highly recommend checking it out and getting some more information by downloading the app called Bryn.
Well, Dale, once again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
We have been speaking with Mr. Dale Beaumont, an award-winning technology entrepreneur, international speaker, and author of 16 best-selling books. And for more information in all regards per this conversation today, visit Bryn, B-R-I-N dot A-I. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.